We're going to hear next about a solution to a classic challenge, how to get people to pay attention to something that's important but maybe dull.
It is also a solution to a serious problem in the developing world. It's how to get health information to people who may not be able to read it.
Researchers have tried this solution in Guinea. It's a life or death matter, as we'll hear, but it starts with getting people to play a game on their phones. The game is the latest focus of Joe's Big Idea from NPR's Joe Palca.
The game is called Polly, and here's how it works. Polly calls you on your cell phone and asks you if you want to record a message for a friend and make it sound goofy. So you might start with something like this.
Hi, Renee. It's David. I'm running a little bit late. Do you mind picking up my interviews this morning?
And then Polly turns it into this.
Hi, Renee. It's David. I'm running a little bit late. Do you mind picking up my interviews this morning?
There are several different voice transformations you can choose. That one is called Drunken Chipmunk. Here's another.
Hi, Renee. It's David. I'm running a little bit late. Do you mind picking up my interviews this morning?
That one is called I Need a Bathroom. Anyway, Polly sends Renee David's goofy-sounding message and then asks if she wants to send her own goofy message to someone else. If people like playing the game, it goes viral. And here's the serious part.
Once we are spreading, we can add as a payload, we can add on top of that health messages or employment messages or other messages.
Roni Rosenfeld is one of Polly's developers. He's a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He and his colleagues developed Polly as a way to reach people who can't read. A few years ago, they used Polly in Pakistan to spread information about how to find a job. In Pakistan, to get started playing with Polly, all people had to do was call a local number.
We gave the number to 30 people originally. Then within 2 weeks, we had to shut down the system because we got 10,000 calls. We had only a single phone line. We couldn't maintain the volume. A few months later, when we got 30 lines, we opened it again, gave the number to 5 people, and it took off to thousands and then tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. That was a big success story.
Rosenfeld says a large percentage of the people playing the game also listened to the employment message. Last November, Rosenfeld started working on a version of Polly to deploy in the African nation of Guinea, where Ebola is still a problem. Instead of employment information, Polly's payload in Africa tells you things like what to do if you suspect someone has Ebola, how to avoid getting Ebola, what to do when someone dies of Ebola. Rosenfeld says Polly is starting to catch on in Guinea. They know people are forwarding messages to their friends.
But in terms of numbers, the numbers remain in the thousands, not in the hundreds of thousands so far.
Rosenfeld says they're tweaking Polly to make it more appealing to people in Guinea. Getting Polly going in Africa was largely propelled by one of Rosenfeld's grad students, Aga Ali Reza.
I walked into Ronnie's office one day and he started talking about the Ebola epidemic.
They quickly realized that one of the big problems in West Africa was a lack of information about the disease, a problem Polly was perfect to help solve. It wasn't a great time for Reza to start a new project. He was swamped trying to finish up his PhD. But he decided he had no choice.
I did not want myself to be in a situation like a year from this time to think that, okay, I was there, I could have done something, but I did not try. So I wanted to be in a situation, okay, I was there, I tried my best, maybe I failed, but that would be enough for me.
Reza did manage to finish his PhD. He plans to keep working on Polly at his new job at the Information Technology University in Lahore, Pakistan. Joe Palca, NPR News.